Well, you'll see from your service sheet that the title of my talk this evening is Why Is It Wise to Follow the Wise Men? And as has become a bit of a tradition on these occasions, I'm hoping that some of the children are going to help me with this talk. So I'd like somebody, probably one of the younger children, I've got some bits to read out for those who are good readers, but younger children, I've got some pictures here. I'd like the first child to come out, pick up a picture, hold it up so everybody can see it, and then tell me what it is. Oh, it looks like I've got a volunteer already. Okay. What's your name?
John.
Hello, John. You'd like to take the top one.
Take that one.
Have a look at it. Hold up for people to see. Can everybody see that? Let me... Excuse me. There we are. All right. Now, what is it, John? What have you got there? What is that a picture of? What is that a picture of, you see? It's a star, isn't it? Now, why have I put up a picture of a star, do you think? Do you know? You don't know. The wise men followed a star. Oh, do you want to put it up on the board for me, up here? As high as you can reach. I might have to push it a little bit higher. That's good. Well done. Ooh, too hard. You might be collapsing. Thank you, John. Go and sit back down there. Well done. Thank you for your help. So, the star... Why is it wise to follow the wise men? Because they knew when they saw this star that it was something significant. I don't know how interested you are in stargazing. I confess I'm not particularly, but sometimes I look up, oh, that's a particularly bright star. And then I realise it's just an aeroplane going past or something. And by the end of the evening anyway, even if I've seen a strange star, I've forgotten about it. These men, they saw this star, they knew it was significant. They wouldn't have set off on their journey hundreds of miles from the east, we don't exactly know where they came from, probably Persia, if they hadn't realised this star was really significant. Now, this Christmas time, we're gathered together to celebrate Christmas. I wonder if you realise how significant Christmas really is. In that, well, as we'll see a bit more, as to what Christmas means. It's not just about getting together for an enjoyable carol service. It's not just about enjoying turkey and Christmas dinner. It's not just about the nice lights that we see twinkling outside people's homes. It's not just about presents that we hope we'll get. It's much more important than that. And these wise men, they were wise, and we would do well to follow them, because they knew that the star was really significant. Now, I want somebody else this time to come and pick up a picture. Do you want something up a picture?
Yeah.
No, you don't want to? Okay, not to worry. Something, okay, Noah, do you want to come?
Yeah.
You'll pick up a picture. Top one. That's it. Have a look at it. Tell us what it is. Hold it up so everybody can see it. What is that then? Noah, can you have a look at it yourself? What is it?
Jesus is Christ.
Well, you're reading into that a bit. It is a baby's crib, isn't it?
Baby's
crib. Well done. And you... This is one of these boys who always knows the right answer in Sunday school. The answer is Jesus. Well done, Noah. We'll put it up here. Put it up on the board. Actually, put it up as high as you can. That's good. Thank you. Well done. Okay. Thank you, Noah. So, these wise men were wise because they knew that a baby had been born. Now, Noah said that's Jesus' crib. Did it actually look like that, what Jesus was lying in? Do you know? What did it look like? What was it?
It was a baby's crib.
It wasn't a baby's crib. No, actually it wasn't. What do you think, Philip? Do you know? No, you've forgotten. Okay. Try again then, Noah.
Manger.
It was a manger. We sang about it earlier, didn't we? Away in a manger. It's an animal's... eating trough, a manger that Jesus was lying in. But these wise men, they would have expected something like this. So Noah's answer, Jesus' crib, is not a bad answer, because they would have been expecting something like this, because they knew that this was a very significant baby. After all, it's not every baby that's heralded by a star going across the sky. When any of us who are parents had babies, we no doubt wanted to publicise it, but we didn't have the means to shoot a star across the sky. This was some remarkable baby. So as we celebrate Christmas again this year, I ask you, do you realize this baby is not just any old baby? Because I mean, all of us, when our children or grandchildren are born, they're special to us. But the Lord Jesus Christ was a special person for the whole world to come to know. All right, let's have a third picture. Who's going to come up and pick up the next one? Philem, would you like to come pick up a picture? Take that one. Have a look at it. That's it. What is it?
A crown.
It's a crown. Hold it up so everybody can see it. Nice and high. You have to go high. There you are. Okay, it's a crown. Now, Philem, before you go, tell me, what sort of person wears a crown?
A king.
A king, well done. Okay, so let's put that up. So you put it on the board, sorry. You put it on the board, Royce. Underneath the crib. You can reach. That's it, well done. It's getting a little bit easier to reach, isn't it? Well done. That's it. Stick. Well done. Thank you, Philem. Okay, so they came knowing that the star was significant, knowing that a baby had been born, knowing that this baby was not just any old baby, but a very special baby who was the king. Would somebody like to come and read the questionnaire? Somebody read the question? Oh, well done, Grace. Can you come and read this one out for us? Well done. I can see you back there. Can you read that out? Yes? That's very good. Now, can you say it a little bit louder so everybody can hear it? Shout it out.
Where is he who has been born king of the Jews?
Well done. Great. Would you like to put it up on here? And we'll be next to you as far as you can read. Excellent. Well done. Thank you very much. So there we are, combining all of those picture, or the second and third picture, where he's been born, the king of the Jews. They realise that this person who's been born is the king, and he's the rightful king. We've read, or had read to us, the story of how King Herod was in Jerusalem, and he felt threatened by the birth of this king, because Herod was not the legitimate king. He wasn't even an Israelite. He was a puppet king installed by the Roman occupying forces. And so when he hears that the king of the Jews has been born, he is terrified, and he wants to exterminate this baby. And that's why he interrogated the wise men as to how long ago it was that the star had been born, so he could work out how old this baby must be. Jesus then was the king of the Jews, but the Bible makes plain that Jesus is the king of kings and lord of lords. And that's why I don't know how many of us have any Jewish blood in us, maybe not very many at all. But that's why we're here celebrating the birth of this Jewish baby, because he is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of the whole earth, and he's the one whom all of us ought to bow down and worship. So that's why we're celebrating the birth of this person, because he is truly great. But in fact, he's even greater than that. I want somebody else to come and pick up a picture. Are you bold enough to pick up a picture yet? Would you like to pick up a picture this time? No? Okay, not to worry, it doesn't matter. Who else would like another turn? Baker, would you like to come? Come on up. Let's take the top picture, have a look at it, tell me what you think it is. Okay, can you hold it up so people can see? And call out loudly what you think he's doing.
Praying.
But what else could you say he's doing as well? You think he's probably praying from his posture. What else is he actually doing? Is he standing?
Kneeling.
He's kneeling, isn't he? Right, so he's kneeling. And that's why Bacon thinks he's praying. And you're quite right, that picture is of a man praying. But there's another word that I was thinking of, and I couldn't get a picture that was good enough. So you've done very well, Bacon. Put it on the bill underneath there. He's praying. But what other word might we use for a person who's on their knees? Yes. He's bowing down, yes, he is certainly bowing down before God, praying, and therefore what is he doing? I have a slightly older child. He is worshipping, yes, he is worshipping. All right, he is worshipping. Because the wise men, do you remember what they said after saying, where is he? They said, we have come to, what did they come to do? Worship him. Who should we worship? We shouldn't worship babies. We shouldn't worship ordinary human beings. They were saying, by saying, we've come to worship this baby, they're saying this baby isn't just a wonderful baby. He isn't just a king. He's not just a great king. He's God. He is God, the true living God, come into this world as a baby. And that's why he's worthy for us to get together tonight and sing his praises and worship him and adore him. And yes, that includes, as Bacon said, that includes praying to him as well. He's really worthy to be worshipped. And it's clear that by some remarkable means, these wise men understood a lot about this. I'm not just reading into what happened, these things. They clearly had some understanding, and we see that by the presents that they brought to Jesus. So I've got three more, and I'm running out of volunteers. Who's that back there? Is that Grace again? Yeah, okay, then come on. You read last time, so you can have a picture this time. Take the top one. Tell us what you think it is. Say it out loud.
Coins.
What sort of coins do you think they are, though, Grace? Are they plastic toy coins? Are they silver coins? What sort of coins are they then?
Gold.
Well done, they're gold coins, aren't they? Pop it on the board. That's great, thank you. So the first gift that the wise men gave to Jesus, and did you notice how they presented these gifts not to Mary and Joseph? I guess when you go and see a newborn baby, usually you give the present to the parents. But it clearly says they presented to him gifts. These were really intended for Jesus, even if he was too young to actually open the wrapping paper, so to speak. Gold, because they were saying he's the king. And gold speaks of wealth and riches. And yet, in a strange way, actually, Mary and Joseph needed this gold because they had a long journey to make very shortly. So we see God's provision. But they gave this gold because he's a king. So they acknowledge that in giving him gold. Have you and I really recognized Jesus as king? Not just as the king, but as the king of our lives, our king. That's the most important thing. All right, two more pictures. Francis, I'm going to pick on you this time. Because these are more difficult pictures. So the younger ones don't know what they were. What do you think that is? What's it look like? I don't blame you for saying they look a bit like sweets. Hold it up so everybody can see. I think it looks a little bit like sort of Turkish delight. But I think it's a bit harder than that. It actually is frankincense. Okay, thank you. Pop it on there. Now, what's the significance of frankincense, do you think? Does anybody know? What was the significance of frankincense? What was frankincense used for? And the clue is in the name frankincense. Well, adults can participate as well as children.
Worship of God.
The worship of God, because in the Old Testament, the priests would offer up incense on the altar, and they bring their offering, the offering of the incense to God, and it would be burnt and be a sweet smelling sacrifice to God. So they're recognizing on the one hand that he is God, but also I guess they're also recognizing that this Jesus, who is a king, is also a priest. The person who needs this stuff to burn is the priest. And the Bible teaches that Jesus is our great priest. The priest is somebody who stands between us and God. That's what a priest does. He represents people to God. And Jesus came into the world to be our representative and offer up a sweet sacrifice to God for his people. All right, we have one last picture. Go on for them. Come on, them. I'm afraid you'll find this is just as tricky. What do you think that is? Hold it up so everybody can see it. That's it. Well done. What do you think it is for them? We know.
Jelly beans.
It does look a little bit like jelly beans, but it's not jelly beans. Pop it on there and I'll tell everybody what it all is. Thank you. All right, they look a bit like jelly beans. Again, they wouldn't have been edible. It's myrrh, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Well, we can understand them bringing gold for a king. We can sort of understand them bringing frankincense as a beautiful smelling thing. I might have thought they might just want to burn it to make a nice smell. But why myrrh? What was myrrh used for? Well, we read about it at the birth of Jesus. We also read about myrrh at the death of Jesus. When Jesus died and was taken down from the cross and put in that tomb, two men, Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea, came along to embalm Jesus' body, and they brought with them myrrh. And that's what myrrh was used for, to embalm a body. You might think, well, that's a bit of a grotesque present to give to a baby. But do you see how symbolic it is that this baby Jesus came into the world, yes, to be a king, to be worshipped, to be our priest, to represent us to God, but he also came actually to himself be the sacrifice. And he died on that cross 33 years after his birth to pay the price for the sins of all those who trust in him. And that's why we need the Lord Jesus, and that's why we need to celebrate Jesus tonight. I've got something else to be read out. Who can read out for me? Perhaps Francis again. Read that one out for us, could you?
They saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him.
Thank you, Francis. Pop it on there. Thank you very much, Francis. So they fell down on their knees and they did worship Jesus. And my question again for you and me is, do we truly worship Jesus? Do we adore him and revel in the fact that God has so loved this world that he gave his son to be the saviour of all those who trust in him? I've got just one little last thing. Where is Joy? I haven't seen her. Joy, would you like to come and read this last one out for us? Hiding at the back there. You ought to know with my wife in the congregation, you wouldn't get away with hiding away like that. Could you read that one out for us?
Wise people still see Jesus.
That's it. Put it there for us, Joy. Thank you. All right, that isn't a phrase from the Bible. Thank you, Joy, very much. That isn't a phrase from the Bible, but in a way it sums up how we should respond to this message this evening. Wise people will still seek Jesus. These wise men came saying, where is he? We're looking for Jesus. Wise people will still seek after Jesus. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the gift of your Son. We thank you that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you that he is the great high priest who offers up a sacrifice to God. We thank you that he is the sacrifice, that he died on that cross to pay the price for the sins of all of his people. We thank you that he is truly God, and therefore his sacrifice had infinite value. And we bow to worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for your great plan of salvation. Receive our worship and our praise this evening, we ask, because we pray everything for Jesus' sake. Amen. We're going to sing our last carol on the sheet. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Stand to sing.
Joy the triumph of the skies.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.